Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
Show Day Down Talk before I do my show, but coincidentally, it was a Kawinky date. We had the same topic. They take it all the way deep there, but y'all gotta know I'm a big fan of the show. We're gonna get deep wide tonight, spread open. I'm trying to find out what's good with everybody. Tonight's topic, I haven't really talked about the topic as soon as we started, but listen. three-way host. We're going to talk about threesomes and, of course, collabs for all our music heads out there. You know what I mean? How you set up doing your collaborations and, you know what I mean, the way you go about it, you know what I mean, finessing the track, even picking a person who you might want to do it with. And then we're going to talk about who and how you get to do it. I mean, we can talk about trains and stuff like that, but I want to talk about threesomes and, like, how everybody come about them. My host for the night, of course, Honest Fire, myself, Key West. Of course I had to use you.
Yeah.
Always welcome and good. I had a storm boss right there. And my lovely Facebook friend, you want to have a fun name for tonight? Can we give you a nickname, or you want to just go by your name?
She just hung up for a second. She's going to call back, though.
Oh, yeah. We got to find out. Yeah. All right. Cool, cool, cool. All right. All right.
Let's call her the Guns.
I'm not going to give nicknames. She's my sweetheart, and we're going to find out what she wants to be called, or Philly Shy. Y'all know how I treat the ladies on this shit, you know what I mean? It's my shit. We gonna respect ladies. They don't wanna do something. No, it's not being done. But basically, yeah, just we gonna have some fun, have a little fun hosting, showing some Philly swagger, Philly flavor. Tonight we gonna also have some fun. As soon as I get my shit uploaded, I can figure out some things and upload this new music from my baby, Lou Rider. You know, he's coming here June 6th. And then also June 6th is one of my favorite artists from Philly. I love his voice. Like, his performance is amazing. Like, it's just a powerful voice, flow, crazy personality. Cool Humble Guy, Bump J. Shout out to Major Figures. Like, everybody over there on that side, like, always show love. We partied together a lot for the past couple years, my nigga. But I want to play some of his music tonight, get into some Philly fun. We're going to talk about threesomes and collabs tonight. We're mixing it up. And then, of course, next Saturday is going down. That's going to be deep. How deep is that going to be? Key West.
Uh-huh.
I said, how deep is next Saturday? What are you looking at? Look at Key West. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all fucking hear how unfocused he wasn't even paying attention? I don't know if it's because I know you, but I think that shit was obvious as hell. He like, what you say? Four. Four. But he went somewhere else. It was somewhere else. I forgot what the fuck I was asking you. Damn it. I hate what it
is. It's going deep. I heard you.
Yeah, oh, next Saturday.
Yeah, it's going on next Saturday. It's going to be a ball, man. It's going to be an absolute ball. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
We're going to have fun. Mix and mingle. Sex, mix and mingle. Tattoo party, music event. 7:30 Rutgers. Are you crazy? Shout out to everybody over there. T, my nigga TaylorMade, Drizzy Make a Problem, Young Hot, Blue Flames, big ups. Big ups to everybody down in Delaware coming through. Who else? We got Lights Out in the building, the Prospects, Cam Link. You know, we going to do a real big tattoo party.
I might even show up and perform. You never know.
I know I'm going to do something. I love performing. I'm still elated from last Friday. I really love Friday. Performing at the Pretty Ricky show was amazing. I love screaming at the fans afterwards, talking to people, vibing. The one lady, she brought me a drink. She like, what? Anybody buy you a drink? I'll buy you a drink. I got smashed afterwards. It was nice. It was a real nice Friday. But like I said, June 6th, of course, Mill Creek First Sunday is going down. It's also happy birthday to Bump J. Play some of Bump J music. We're going to be right back. You know what I mean? You got me, Key West?
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking for it.
It's Bump J.
All right, I got you.
We're going to show some love right now. All right,
I got you, yeah.
We're going to show some love. Key West, you got me?
I got you.
Silver Shine.
Silver Shine, y'all. My shit. You ain't talk about nothing.
See that? See that? Hear y'all out there? Y'all just talking. Talking because you got mouths.
I'm not sneaky. I took the CD. I was like,
you sneaky. Say no.
I'm not sneaky. I was like, that's Bump James. What? I'm taking it. I don't care. I'm taking it. I just got to claim shit like that. You know what I'm saying? My one friend hides. Like, will take the CD out of my computer. Like, no, these exclusive. I can't give it to you. I'm like, the fuck? You know what, but that's what people, huh?
You ain't trying to hear that.
Nah, but certain people who've known me long enough, they like, I know I'm not releasing this. I know you like to show off, but I had to take that CD. But that was Bump J. You ain't talking about nothing. Go in the fuck in. Philly is talented, okay? Philly shines on this show also. But I do show a lot of love to people out of state. You know, I'm slowing my voice down a little bit because y'all know my most favorite is out of state person is Blue Rider representing Mississippi. He got new music. Like, I'm not even going to tell y'all the name of the song until we play it. You know what I mean? He calls in and we do the little premiere lovey dovey thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be great.
call over the hand
up. We're going to check in on the caller. She was good. What's up? What was this thing being single? Oh, we gonna talk about that too. Who's it?
Erica 281-741. You on live?
What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. Hello?
Yes, DJ Love Houston. What it do?
Baby! Yeah, she's also supposed to be joining us as a co-host tonight. So now it's back to being a threesome. DJ Love Houston.
Oh, man.
Showing love in Texas. No, Key West can handle it. Welcome to the show, honey.
Hey, thank you. What are you doing?
Thank you.
We doing about good. Tonight's topic, first of all, y'all know I have to go on both sides. I'm single polar or something like siete. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just polar. I'm not bipolar. I'm triple plus I added something else, flip it, 360 it back.
Well, we used to call people like that just crazy.
All right. Multiple polar. Okay,
I'm crazy too.
And she's joining us tonight, so I have these different sides. Sexy. Sorry, listen. We're going to have to with the sound. You and them goddamn sound effects tonight. We're going to have some fun.
I love them.
But we're talking about threesomes. You know what I mean? Have you ever had a threesome? And then the other side, we don't talk about collabs. Like, how do you go about picking them? You know, do you choose a person? Is it forced upon you? Like, what's up with collabs? Is it payment? Like, my one people's, my homie Mansion Tut, he was like, what? You could give me that track, Jadakiss's payment. Like, not Jadakiss. I don't think Jadakiss had to pay him anything, but he was paid by a track, and that's how he got his collab. So we want to explore that a little bit. We want to have some fun talking about Facebook. I think Facebook is going to be a big topic tonight, too, because it's been crazy.
Yeah, they hit you back like crazy on there. I'm like, I don't know. I'm Twitter. I don't know how to Facebook as well as some, but I see you get a good response on that. Well, you put up some good topics, too.
Yeah, I do both. We have a lot of fun, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to go in tonight. We're going all the way in. We're going to have some fun. I'm on all the sites. I'm even on tags. The other day when I performed Friday, the boy came up to me. He was like, I see you one place and I see you again. And then I go into my tag page and I just bust out laughing. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm everywhere.
I'm not here for that, though. You have to go on tag.com, DJ Love Houston. Crazy. No, don't go. It's nasty. But no, for promotion, it's a lot of men.
But then that's some love for our customers then, if they nasty. I got some music for them.
Uh-oh, yeah, we're going to
scare. What'd you say?
Love Houston, formally. Let's be formal. And Key West, meet DJ Love Houston.
How you doing?
DJ Love Houston, please meet Key West. Now that we've got our threesome together, we will play a little music. Shout out to my internet finally working, you know what I mean? So Key West, we're gonna be warm with the sound effects. Let's go. I like that. You get to pull your strings, I'm pulling mine. As a co host, we're gonna have a threesome co host and might even have people coming through. We gotta get rid of that dirty mode.
I love it.
So dirty. We can take that to online with Key West. That felt like a person taking a shit, getting a shoe shoved up the ass. Like, what the fuck? Confused. We're going to have fun. This is my boy Mansion Tut featuring Jadakiss. This collab episode was payment, so let's enjoy it. Philly Shine.
Money flipping door, I'm popping and locking. Hating money flipping door, I'm popping and locking. About 30 Jeezys. Know I'm here to help the hustlers get by. They old balls fell off like C's from Big Die. Damn. Get it to them fast. Popcorn and the war powder. M4 turn most boys to wallflowers. Y'all in the way. We bringing that guapin'. Sue boy, I'm bragging. Popping and locking.
Popping and locking.
Tonight we get it in. That was my boy Mansion Tut featuring Jadakiss. Threesomes, you know what I mean? Have you had them?
One of the greatest words ever created.
Do you want to have more? How did you go about getting it? We're gonna go into all facets of it, and also collab. You know what I mean? Did you choose it? Did you wanna collab with the person? And of course, fresh new music. Hot new guest, hot host, DJ Love Houston. You know what I mean? I'm on her Twitter page right now. Because I got to show her Twitter love, too. And also, we got some new music from my boo, Ace Rock ENT's awesome Prince of the South R&B, popping and locking, and such a beautiful singer. Lou Ryder, welcome back to Philly Shine.
What's good, Honest Fire? It's your boy, Lou Ryder, man. What's good?
Chilling. Happy to have you on board again, you know what I'm saying? We having fun on the show tonight, you know what I'm saying? I don't normally go right in, and you don't have to do all the kissing sounds, Key West.
I ain't do nothing yet.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, him and that little, now you got the power to have the switchboard.
Yeah, power is in my
hand. We're going to go to war. Welcome back to the show. What have you been up to? Like, give us an update. And, of course, I got to ask you the topic question. Like, don't even think for 1 second. You can't share with us. Like, threesomes, have you had them? Do you want to? But first, let's give us an update. Cause
I'm done. Whoa. Got it. All right. Let's see. What have I been doing? Just basically finishing the album, Phase of Love, just doing a lot of shows, just opening up for Life Jennings about 3 weeks ago, opened up for K. Michelle about 2 weeks ago, getting ready to go to 106 in Park July 7th, you know what I'm saying, Wild Out Wednesday, representing from Mississippi, and basically just finished one of my hip-hop tracks called Twitter Booty, you know what I'm saying, I can't wait for y'all to hear that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first cat to come out with a Twitter booty song, so I'm really excited. I'm really excited about that, so you know what I'm saying?
I'm ready. I'm so ready. I ain't even listened to the song yet. That's how ready I am. Like,
right.
I got the biggest booty, and I probably even know what the song is probably premised, because I know I got a Twitter booty. Like, it's follow. I don't even be understanding.
I mean, let me tell you, if your booty says follow me, it's a Twitter booty.
It says follow me.
Follow me, it's a Twitter booty.
Listen, like, I get so irked sometimes, like the little kids, I can't stand when they look at it. I really don't like it. I don't like when broke bums give it attention. Like, I'm glad they ain't got a Twitter.
I want to see who be looking at you.
It be bums. It be everybody from the kids to the bums. I hate it.
What are you saying? You got any spare change so I can get a condom and hit that?
Yo, I will cuss a bum out. Like, bums and ugly women, but cracking on me, I will cuss you out, like, or aggressive women. I'm going to cuss you the fuck out because I'm going to feel disrespected. Like, leave my Twitter booty alone. Just because it says follow me, don't say nothing. Like, just follow me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to lead. I'm going to lead. You just follow. Like, you know, ladies thing. That's how I'm going to put it. I'm going to put it out there. Like,
so right now.
What'd you say?
Facebook is so
popular. We're going to have side talks about Facebook. And, of course, Lou, you know you're welcome. I'm welcoming you to Philly. Oh, man, I'm so excited. Like, I'm too happy June 6th going down.
No,
you know,
be real honest. That's not the sound you want to meet.
Oh, no. Like, don't you touch it. Don't. I hate you. I hate that fucking nasty sound.
You cut it off.
I cut it off. That is not the type of moan that I do. I moan way
better.
Huh? No.
Why? Our minds want to know.
We're going to record it, but first, like, why I got my star in the building. We're going to talk about this Twitter booty song. We're going to get it played on Philly Shine. And then I'm going to go in. We got DJ Love. She's on the line. I know you know Lou, Blue, and Sean. Please say hello. She's helping us out tonight.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, DJ Love?
I'm great. How are you? Still waiting on my drugs. Mm-hmm.
You said what?
He told me he was going in the studio and he's going to.
That's the stuff. We're going to get in the Twitter booty, you know, like, I don't know, Love Houston just hung up for some reason, but we got Sean, Lou Ryder, and Key West on the line. That's not even safe.
We got Cam Links on the line now, too.
Oh, shit, that's even more people. That's like a train. But in respect to what Lou said, if you got a Twitter booty, if you got a booty that says follow me, you got a Twitter booty, right?
Right.
Right, premiering on Philly Shine, y'all. This is Lou Ryder.
Let me get all my ladies to the dance floor. Let me get all my ladies to the dance floor. You got a Twitter booty. She got a Twitter booty. You got a Twitter booty. She got a Twitter booty. Just tweet that ass. It's the Twitter party. So do whatever you want to when you want to with your body. Shake your ass around like you know you really got it. The club will never jump until my Twitter song started. Yeah, I know it's Shingus and you match, you never thought of it. But shake your ass anyway, then you can be a part of it. Tweet that ass, move it all around. Girl, your booty fly first class, it's all up in the air. Tweet, bounce it up and down. Then drop it.
it all the way to the ground. Tweak, 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 bounce it up and down. Then drop, drop, drop it all the way to the ground. Oh,
my lady. She
got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty. Just tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up. You got a Twitter booty, go prove it to me. Said you got a Twitter booty, go prove it to me. Just tweet each cheek, why tweet each cheek, why tweet each cheek, why tweet each cheek. Oh, throw your fucking hands up, hands up. Here's the anthem, so shake it for the camera. The camera's the wider and the DJ, cause he plays up, he's banger up. The century ain't got no competition. No, switch your body left, right, roll it. Switch your body right, left, hold it. I know you ain't shy, so girl, you better throw it. Switch that ass like you're mad, now it's time to show it. Switch, 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 bounce it up and down, then drop, drop it all the way to the ground. Bounce it up and down, then drop, drop it all the way to the ground. She got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, you got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, in like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ladies, go, 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 go. Now if you a bad girl, then move your body left to right and wave your hands, girl. And move your body right to left and rock it right, left, right, left, right, left, hold it, left. Right, left, right, left, right. Show with your pretty girl swag when you tweet that thing up. Show your pretty girl swag when you tweet that thing up. Really, really, really good. Really, really, really good. Now, really, really good. Really, really, really good. Now, go, 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 go. You got a Twitter booty. She got a Twitter booty. You got a Twitter booty. She got a Twitter booty. Just tweet that ass up.
You said don't get tired. Don't y'all get tired. That was Twitter booty. Shake that ass. I like that. We got DJ Love Houston. She back on the line with us. Lou, look at you rapping.
Man, I know, right? I know. I never expected it before, but it happened.
You know what? I can't wait to see the video. I see that video, a lot of shaking going on. I'm going to be chilling in the background. You got to pretend like you're singing to me, too, in the video.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of gyrating going on.
You do that. You definitely go in, show a lot of love. This is R&B Prince of the South saying to everybody, shake that ass. You got a Twitter. Shout out to everybody in the call log. We have Cam Lee checking in with us. Okay, I'm sorry. We got my girl on the line. Oh, yeah, Cam Lee. Welcome to Philly Shine. Hello? All right, we lost Cam Links. All right, 215-300, Miss T. I'm a big fan of hers. Welcome back to Philly Shine.
Hola. Hey, boo.
Hey, how'd you like that song? That was Twitter booty for the booty that say follow me.
Girl, I'm at the gym, and I was like, Twitter booty. I was getting right at the gym here.
Definitely. Definitely show a lot of love. This is one of the hardest working females I know, and I don't even get to say that much. But please meet Lou Rider. Lou Rider, say hi to Miss P.
How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Good, I'm good, baby. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm working hard. I'm working these muscles hard, girl. I'm getting ready to get off this damn bike.
I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all that. But we have a crazy event this Saturday. It's going all the way down. We're going out to the car show out in Jersey. And then we're going to go out to the stage play. Squad D. You know what I mean? Squad D.
Then we at the Moonshaloo. And then we at Club Sky. It's going down. Meek Mills, Mott Brown. It's going to be crazy on Saturday.
It's going to be crazy on Saturday. Shout out to you in the video. I got to actually see the super crazy, dumb, stupid video. You like... the whole video at the end. You and Daddy-O, like, big up to you guys. It's tied up in the video.
Shout out to the weirdos.
Yeah, astronauts, too. We're going to have some fun tonight on the show. Our topic for tonight, we got KM Links back on the line.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. What's going down?
We got KM Link. Who? Rhonda's back for us. Okay. The original. Part of the original threesome. But it's gotten to be a on the line. Y'all know how it goes down in Philly Shine. We got DJ Love Houston, Key West, Eye of the Storm. We got Rhonda. We're going to call you Rhonda. I was going to ask you, Rhonda, if you wanted a nickname for tonight. But since you're back in the line, we also have my boy. I'm going to have to play this song again towards the end of the show because sometimes we need to get it popping towards the end. But Lou
yeah,
Ryder.
I want in on that Twitter video, that Twitter booty
Twitter
video.
Booty video,
yeah. I want in on that.
It's going to be everywhere, right?
Yeah, we're gonna definitely have to show you love. I don't know if we're going to film part of it when you come to Philly because, yeah, people want parts. Like, Philly got booties. We got a bunch of Twitter booties, I'm sure. I'm going to say yay that we do have Twitter booties. Shout out to my homeboy, my one homie. He'd be like, during his lunch break or whatever, he'd be like, yo, all I see is honest fires. And I'm like, yo, for real.
You can say my name. It's cool.
I can say your name.
You can tell everybody.
I was
going
to say he was. The cat's out of the bag.
He must have said, listen, when he goes downtown, he see outside, right? He'd be like, she got an honest fire. Like, what did you mean? Like, she almost got an honest fire. Whoa, like, you know what I mean? Philly got a bunch of
listen,
KM. Yeah, it go down, Sam, dog. Sometimes I just go down there to see that nigga just to sit outside. Real rap.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Definitely, I'm also at to show some love to my home girl. I was about to call her Yum Yum, Miss P, because she just featured in the song with Petey Crack, Rockstar, and Daddy-O. Cause she got that Yum Yum, so we want to show some love to that song. You got that Yum Yum? I'ma give him some. But speaking of yummy stuff, say no. Lou, topic question. You know I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Lou Ryder, have you ever had a threesome?
Don't moan.
Don't fucking make the moan noise, damn it. I'm not going to stop the show. I like a little conflict. Ain't it horrible? I'm going to sound like a person taking a shit, getting the shoe shoved up there.
Who volunteered to record a new one? How about that?
Shut up. We're not ready yet. Lou Ryder. You've been on tour with Life Jennings, not just opening for him. Like, you've been a lot of different places. You said he's, ladies go crazy. Have you ever had a threesome? I'm not going to get jealous. I'm not going to get jealous.
Because running a train on a girl does not constitute threesome. It's not, you know, it's not. I don't fit in that category. I've never had, you know what I'm saying, menage a trois. Like, I just never had
two women? More than two?
Ideally. It's been two women, but it's just being me and my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? When I was on tour, I remember it was two strippers that we had got, you know what I'm saying? But it was two of us, two girls, so it was just one-on-one. So, you know what I'm saying? Nah.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
Can we just boo that story?
Yeah. You might want to ask Shannon Harris. That's my manager, Shannon Harris, though. He done had quite a few girls. Yeah, ask Shannon.
What?
Yeah, ask Shannon. That's a man, though. That's Sean Harris.
Sean.
I'm going on tour with Sean.
Yeah. I'm going on tour. Little blue, your little kid. Oh my God. He wants the whole point with the sound effects tonight.
Sound effects is crazy.
Sean Harris, Ace Rock ENT boss. Have you ever had a threesome? Like, how did it go about?
I had a threesome before. It's a great thing. I think everybody should experience a threesome before they leave this earth.
Yeah, I got speaking like a high school kid.
See, KM Lynx, you acting a little shy. We want to let the guys go first. Because, like, for me.
I asked KM Lynx a question real quick.
Oh.
What's that? What's up? What's
good?
That's how you know he a boss. Like, he is on our phone line 2 times. Your number. Like, you a boss.
Yeah, I don't need to.
How did you possibly do that? Nobody else has done that. It's the first.
Yo, Mike. I got clicked off with some shit, man. Somebody offered me some crazy shit, so I had to call right back. Yeah.
Long talking is big. Shout out to the
crunk. I feel the shine too crunk. They can't handle it.
Yeah, DJ Love Houston. We going in tonight. See, like I'm saying this topic. Like normally I have a little something to add. Like I don't add much. Like some people go all the way in on these topics. But I ain't really got nothing to add. I don't have no desire to have a threesome. I wanted to before a while ago. Like this is kinda like a groupie story and it's funny that you're here for this too, Lou. But I'm in an almost threesome because you know how peer pressure is and I was a young lady, you know what I mean? Like, we was balling. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it at all. Me and my girlfriends was balling. We wasn't really fucking nobody. I had one boyfriend. We used to ball out. We was AC. Our friends was big time, whoever's, you know what I mean? Like, we had a lot of fun. So a couple of my girlfriends, they was, like, getting chewies from girls, you know, Star Wars, as I like to call it. And they were just telling me, like, it was, like, random. Like, oh, yeah, I got my coochie ate. I love the girly. So it was just, like, eating chips. You know what I mean? They kind of made it seem like it was, like, yeah, you ain't do it. I'm just like, oh, let me think about it. So my baby who I was fucking or whatever, like, he was telling me that he had these girls. Like, he didn't do nothing with them, but they just like girls. And he was just like, because I was just telling him about my friends, like, what is the big book? So he's like, I got this video. So I'm like, well, maybe. He's like, yeah, I could call over right now. And at first, I don't know what would have happened if he called her before I seen the video. I don't know, but that didn't happen. So he shows me the video tape of the two girls. And the girls are flipping each other. They both naked. They eating each other's asses, they licking each other, you know what I mean? They just
too graphic for you before you experienced it, that you would have been amiss
no.
to that. You
no, it's not.
But it's that way.
Was lacking. You know what? Let me tell you what it was lacking. It was just lacking this. It was none of that. Like the girl was bored. Like it was no. Like, a girl don't have a dick to make it fun, I guess. That's what I was just making it seem like watching the video. And my homie, my baby, he was just looking at it like, mouth for it. I'm like, this shit is boring. They not even moving. It doesn't even look wet. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't
but that's when the threesome comes into place because he's there to provide that. Right.
Yeah, like, but I mean, I wasn't even worried. I'm like, why would I have her down there? And that doesn't even look, she doesn't even look like she knows what she's doing. It doesn't even look fun. I'd rather have a man do it because then I could kiss him later and then think he's sexy too. And then I was just like, no, thank you.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to understand that because I would think as a woman that you would know that a woman knows what you like. You know what I mean?
All right, so wait a minute. This is DJ Love Houston speaking. He's a part of our threesome. DJ Love Houston, the topic of the night is, have you ever had a threesome? What do you know?
She was just talking about women need to be defended.
She was about to go in. I think I like what she was about to say. Have you ever had a threesome? Have you ever, you know what I mean, been with a woman, like, partaking?
Well, since you're on a fire, I guess I could be honest. I have had.
We show off here.
I've had a threesome with two women and a threesome with a woman. So had the best of both worlds of the threesome.
I'm surprised that Q didn't say it. I know he got the clip. He got his finger on her butt.
I'm sorry, I had a delay.
You had
some
technical
difficulty.
I
had a delay because I was thinking about it.
He had to picture it first. ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what it is. So you've been all the way there. You've had two ladies. Now for you, was your experience with a woman different? Because I never, that's like the closest I've gotten. And then a couple girls grabbed my butt, little cute freaks, like they were just short. Like I didn't want to. I'm like, I'm not upset, you know. I'm gonna use you to promote. Like you want to promote. Like let's make money together. Like
right.
you can't fuck me.
But the thing for me is, I've never put a woman in the place of a man. You know what I mean? I don't deal with women to be penetrated. Like if I'm gonna get penetrated, I need a man. You know what I mean? And some people mix that up and, you know, try to look for a woman to be that man when a man makes them mad and all that. And I've never, you know, looked at it that way. If I want penetration, then I want a man. If I want to be with a woman and have that sensuality, then that's what
I'm. Okay. See, I guess, and then that's just me. Like, I didn't have the mindset to want to be touched by a soft girl, whatever.
You like to be roughed up and smacked up and shit, huh?
Nah, I like to be touched by a rough big man. I like a big man to touch me softly. Like, oh goodness, just thinking about that right now.
They all like.
What you say?
That's what they all like. That's why I'm so in demand.
Oh, look at Keith. Oh, we like that. I know, I'm sure that we got a lot of people who's pleasing the ladies. Shout out to the phone lines. It's going crazy. I know this next squad in the building. We want to show some love. Y'all actually missed Twitter Booty's premiere, but tune in to the end of the show. I'm going to bring it back. We got X Squad DJC on the line. What's good, Demel? Welcome back to Philly Shine.
Hello.
Yay, the miles they go to do it. That's for you. That's for you, boss. Welcome to the show. Have you? All right, we gotta go into the collaboration part of it too.
Hello.
But I know
you don't collab. How you doing? What's up, Key West?
You.
What's up,
Key?
We also got DJ Love Houston. Lou Rob is in the building. We got Sean Harris on the line.
Sean.
What's up, Demel? What up, man?
What's up, man?
We showing off tonight. We talking about threesomes and we talking about, you know, getting together, having collabs, doing music together. You know what I'm saying? Showing love, showing awe. So we're going to check in on other people who tune into the show. I don't know what happened to the mail, but we got 813. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You already know what it is, man. I heard y'all over here talking about threesomes and girls squirting on girls and toys and dildos and vibrators. You know how Philly Shine gets down, man. Honest fire, what's good?
I'm good. We all going there. Twitter booty. You know
yes, sir. You know, I don't call the Philly Shine Show till after 11. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it be going down over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what's
true.
Up?
Talking dirty after dark.
Who was the girl on the line talking about she squirted on another girl, squirted another girl's mouth, all that? Who was that?
Oh, wow. I missed that.
Oh, that was the other show. We missed
that. Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad. Where did I do that at? No.
My bad.
thanks for on Facebook for me, honey, but it's blogtalkradio.com/honestfire. I try to keep it simple. Everybody can find me, Honest Fire. That's how we.
I need you to tweet that so I can.
I just did. I tweet Facebook all the time at the same time. Like, shout out to Follow Fridays. I love that. That's my favorite day. But J3, we got you on Philly Shine.
Yeah, man, I'm here. I'm checking in. Ask me a question. Ask me something.
So tonight's topic question is, have you ever had a threesome? How did it come about? Like, you know what I mean? I didn't get to the end of the story, but like, make a long story short, I don't have a desire to want to share any dick. Fuck out of here. I want your buzz away all you want. I mean, get ready. I'm talking shit. I don't have a desire to share. I'm just like, I'm not even in the mood. I was just on my homie Dayton Tolbert's show earlier tonight. I'm such a fan. And one guy said, I can't perform in front of another man. Like, what the fuck? I feel like the same way. A woman, like, bitch, move. Like, it's a big ass out. But get your little ass, whatever, the ass, I'm open. Like, I know I'm having attitude. Like, do I want to fuck you up just because? We want to experience.
Well, see, with me, it was an interesting situation, man. You know what I mean? I was coming home from the club. You did. You know, that phone rang. You know, chick on the other line talking about, yeah, she going to come through. She got one of her homegirls with her. I'm like, cool. You know what I mean? I'm thinking they just come to chill, burn a couple, you know, drink some yak or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We get there. And we get in the room, you know, we done popped a couple of them monkeys, you know, it's going down in there. You know what I mean? So, shit, well, you know, I'm like, damn, this shit really finna happen. You know what I mean? It's really finna go down. You know what I mean? The first time. So then, everybody got naked, you know what I mean? But the homegirl's skin was too soft.
Too soft? Whoa, I thought you might say fucked up. You said too soft.
Nah, her skin. You ever felt a 90-year-old lady under her arm?
Yeah.
Wow.
Make your dick go droop.
So, you know, her skin was like extra soft, dog. And I honestly tried. You know, I tried for a good 5.
Not the Allstate. The Allstate got him too. God damn.
He's definitely going down.
With the one thing I will mention.
Honestly, they are calling all the radio shows right now. That's why everybody calling. They calling everybody.
Everybody, shout out to everybody in the building. 731 in the building. 310 in the building. We got New York in the building. 305. 305-720. Welcome to Philly Shine. Who that?
Capo Man.
What's good? Welcome to the show, babe.
Man, I'm listening to J3's story, man. It's crazy.
Right, they stop. So I'm trying to hold y'all over till he get back with that interesting story.
Yeah, I'm trying his best today.
Here we go.
Commercial or something?
No, we got J3. I just had to shout out everybody on the line. We got 310 in the building. We got everybody in the building. J3's back.
Wow. What's up?
J3, welcome back to the show, honey.
Hey, you already know you got to put me on that, too, that commercial shit. You know, that's that revenue shit. I know all about it, man. But, yeah, her skin was too soft, though, dog. So, you know, I had my roommate. He was on the other side of the house. You know, we had the H-shaped house, you know, the split level and everything. So I just took her and her clothes and kindly got her and took her to my homeboy room, man. And was like, here you go. You can have this one. You know. Yeah, you know, her skin was too soft, man. I couldn't do it.
Everybody say that to me, like, I got soft skin. What's wrong with it?
No, but it's a difference between soft and mushy.
Her shit was mushy,
Was she fat?
No, that's the problem. See what I'm saying? She was medium, but then, like, somebody done felt their grandma before. You feel me?
I feel you. All right,
she was heavy and lost a lot of weight.
It sounds a little weird. You know?
But it was.
Weird. Shout out to everybody in the building. You know what I mean? Shit gets dirty. We got a KM Lynx is still with us. Shout out to the boss on the screen.
Indeed.
Which words were crazy. We got
a KM Lynx story because I know he got somebody right near him and he ain't
I ain't saying I'm gonna play by your shit.
Now, KM Lynx, don't think you off. You won't give us something. But we gonna check on the caller from the 267 area code. KM Lynx is not a crybaby. Oh my goodness, Key West. Key West, I'm outside the door. Look at him. He's about to get freaky. No, it's still me. But 267-257. Welcome to Philly Sharon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Siren calling out of Philly uptown area.
What's up, Siren?
Welcome back to the show. Now I had to get you in had to pull you in on this. This is about to be like a group thing. It was just, you know, we all just busted
ain't
up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. It's spread out. We all over the country. Philly Shine is popping. Man, it's fire on the line. We got the sexy, beautiful Rhonda. We got the handsome, talented Key West. The beautiful, hot girl, Barbie, DJ Love Houston, KM Link. My Lou Rider. He just stole everything. Ty Harris on board. The big boss of Mel is in the building. We got J3 wildin'. Well, J3 left. Oh, J3 was wildin'.
So hello, everyone.
Hey. And we got Siren. Hello. Beautiful, talented Siren back in on the joint. That's what's up. Welcome back to Philly Shine, honey. How you been?
I've been good. Just working so much. Oh, my God, y'all. Y'all understand it. Been working so much.
Ain't nothing wrong with working. Come check in on us. We got the door wide open. We're showing a lot of love to people. I see New York in the building. Oh, not anymore. New York is in the building. We got 731 in the building.
Not anymore.
Big up to New York. That's my boy. You know what I mean? Niggas do what they do. 731-334. Welcome back to Philly Shine. What's good?
What's good with you?
HMC, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, man. Just checking y'all out on that hot topic you got tonight.
The topics has gotten hot. You know what I mean? We get it popping and locking and hot, you know. But we talking about threesomes and collabs. We're going to play some music. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play one of my favorite collabs. You know what I mean? My niggas going in. Or whatever, with me on the track too. You know what I'm saying? We talk a lot of shit, but this is a good song. Like, we did this song in like 10, 15 minutes. Like, it was just like, all right, play the beat. You know what I mean? They my friends, actually had their verses written. I actually wrote the song in like 15 minutes myself, but they was going in. We gonna check in on it. Honest Fire to Mo. Featuring Corey Wim singing on the hook, The Way That You Move. Oh, yeah, of course, Raw Deal.
The way that you move gets me in my heart. I feel like it whenever I connect to you. The way that you move gets me in my heart. I feel like it whenever I connect.
Hey, yo, to move up in the club and you know I'm my groove, mommy, it's something about the way that you move. A couple shots of Henny threw back a couple blues. Got me thinking about going home with you. Too bad, but this and my, I can't choose. Both of y'all come in front if you want to. And my, I don't wanna hear what you don't do. We can drink a little liquor, blow a little skunk too. Then I wanna get you from behind. Turn around, shake it, my dirty wine. You know your boy here got a dirty mind. I done danced with you like 30 times. Yo, to move up in the club and I'm VIP. Straight through the doors, down need the CID. And I'm me, I get through the doors with my heat. Got a couple on me, couple more in my street. Put it down, move, shake, dance. Get in your groove, now let's go.
The way that you move. Better against the wall, can you handle the pressure? You don't think I'm a sweatshirt?
He only got this far cause I let ya. And I need you to listen. I know the haters out there wishing that I'ma fall off, but I'm on a mission. And y'all chicks are no competition. Now follow me. Get it. You see that? You with it? Let's go.
Yeah, we showing love. Tonight we're talking about threesomes and also working together on music, collaboration. Like, it's all good. It's all a beautiful thing. Like, my girl DJ Love Houston, she said she's went all the way in. But she don't go looking for the girl to give her nothing that she ain't got, right? Like, I find that funny. Like, you ain't really got one. So, I'm going to pretend.
But the thing is, also remember, we're not really having one. You take less risk, you know. You can go all night and you ain't got to worry about no babies coming from it, from how they do. You know.
You know what? That is kind of crazy. Yeah, this
and you can pick your size.
Put a fake dick on my eye. You ain't got to come. I'll still be what that just husky man just like holding on. Like, I think
it's definitely lacking that whole thrill of making the man come. You don't get to, you know.
Yeah, right. And I was about to say that too. Like, you gotta be able to come, right? You gotta make him come. Like, I feel good making a guy come. I'm like,
right.
Yeah,
I did.
You know,
but I think the most important thing as far as the threesomes is to be careful who you do it with, as far as like friends and shit, because like sometimes a nigga do go creep back with that person, you know. So you gotta make sure.
Are you giving advice?
No, not from experience, from other people's experiences, not from my experience, because I'm not really the relationship type of person, so I don't have that. But in regards to friends or other people, you know, and even the people in the relationship seeing the guy, like, try to come back, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the thrill of something going or whatever. It's kind of like I've heard from other people, like, you know, relationships starting from that experience, something like that. And
I've heard.
So you don't want it to be somebody that was your friend, even though you might have that friend that you're like, damn, I would, you know, and maybe want to just off the list and things.
But back in the day, like me and my baby father, you know what I'm saying, like. You know what I mean? His friends will always fuck my girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? So it will be like situations where we're all together, like, and we're just like fucking in the same room. But it was never like, look over, like, I don't know what I would have did, like, if anybody even, but a lot of people had more respect back in the day.
No, it ain't about respect, because that's just like, either it's a swinger thing or it's just we capitalizing on the space and we both grown and horny. You know,
I mean,
both
but yo,
horny.
I swear to DJ Love Houston, if you had been my girlfriend and you was like, well, let's just all make, I'd be like, bitch, I'm going to kick your ass. Say
no, because I'm never the one that suggested. It just always fucking happens around me, but I'm never the one to initiate this shit. It just happens.
Okay.
It's not like, come up, shit, come turn the party up. I'm just saying, like, that is the setting of couples that would switch up or interact with each other. That's still the setting, you know. But everybody know from back in the day, if the room got two beds and we both, hey, we under the covers, ain't no buck wild and shit, you know. While you're in the room, it's a little modest. You see the covers moving and stuff like that. So I understand that situation. But no, I'm not the one to come crawling into somebody's shit. No. It's not one of those situations.
I don't even think a guy would want to share. I've never wanted to be shared. Like, a guy would be like, no. Like, I haven't been come at, well, like, I've had one relationship, but he was really only playing because he knew damn well I wasn't even into it. But I feel you on it. It's y'all could be experimental, have fun, you know what I mean? I also want to talk about collabs, too, like, on the other part, because, like, we work together, and then I'm going to go to, we have an artist in a building, KM Lynx. Like, I guess you can talk about this, can't you, Lynx? Like,
yeah, I can talk about this here.
You know what I mean? If Key West was here, he'd probably put a buzzer on, but he said he'll be back. Hopefully he's being good.
I'm trying to go find a threesome shit.
Key West is an active guy, you know. he's definitely active. He keeps it moving. You know, I don't know if you guys heard him before. You know? He keeps it moving. And then after I hear from Cam Link, I got to go back into this Twitter booty song because Robin's going there. He's in there spitting for us. So we're going to bring that back. Show some love, Mississippi. Cam Link, how do you go about collabing or wanting to do a collab with another song with another artist?
Basically, like, you know, if I come up with an idea or they come up with an idea, you know, they're running across me like, actually, I got something I want to run across you, Miss Honest Fire.
As soon as I said that, wait, I want to say as soon as I said it, like, four people just hung up. They like, wait a minute, this is this. I'm going to play on your phone. I play like the switchboard crazy, but as soon as I ask that question, they didn't even press one. They just, people listening, right?
Yeah.
Let's get back to threesomes. Like, all right.
Yeah, they want to hear that. They want to hear that.
The other threesome, not the collabos. We don't care about that. These are just a radio show about music.
Yeah. Y'all going to do a collab with a threesome? Yeah. That's what they want to hear.
You know what I mean? So y'all going to collab on a threesome or whatever.
Yeah.
But go ahead, tell us, like, you pick the person? Is it like first you pick the person?
I mean,
or just...
You know, like, sometimes you get songs, but you got a person in mind, you know. You know what I mean? And you just go with that. You know, you run across them, see if they dig it or whatnot, you know. And most of the time, I get a lot of songs ran across me, you know. You know, I'm trying to show love to everybody. So, you know, I do as many features as I can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, do as many features as you can. I'm sure some people will say that as many threesomes they can. Like, right, Sean? Like, Sean, would you say as many threesomes as you can get?
Yeah, as many as you can.
You know, he said he thinks it's a beautiful thing. He said every man should have one. You know what I mean? I think it's true, too. Shout out. I think everybody should have whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
I mean, you only live
once. You only live once. So, being as though, we also going to ask you that question because you gotta give us.
Uh-oh.
You got to give us something on Philly Shine about, you know what I mean, threesomes. Have you ever had one?
Yes, I have.
See, now we going to be, see how we not going to get him in trouble with DJ Love Houston. Sorry, I forgot to say the line. Just yes or no questions.
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
Two girls or a girl and a guy? And like
two girls. I ain't with no nigga. You know, sitting around there, and we try and poke the same chick. Nah, nigga.
Wow.
You know.
Thank you. Look, thank you.
That ain't thrill at all.
Uh-uh. But, I mean, some guys, they like to run trains, especially in college. You know what I mean? With college days, they be like, oh.
Yeah.
Guy had one girl with dick in her mouth, and dick in her butt, whatever.
I mean, ew.
I mean, I'm not saying I've done it. I've heard stories. Like, I was just on Date on Focus show where it gets all the way real. These guys on his show,
they go all out.
12 guys in a room. They buy like 4 strippers and they just have fun with them. It's like, so it gets down. Like, people, please. We're going to show some more love. Like, this is the song, if your booty says follow me, you ready to shake it. The video going to be crazy, a lot of energy. Shout out to my baby Lou Ryder doing this thing. He say he can spit a little bit. We're going to check out some more music, but this is Philly Shine, y'all. Check it out.
Ladies, let me get all my ladies to the dance floor. Pat, patch your weave and get it to the dance floor. Let me get all my ladies to the dance floor. Pat, patch your weave and get it to the dance floor. Go. You got a Twitter booty. She got a Twitter booty. You got a Twitter booty. She got a Twitter booty. Just tweet that ass. So tweet that ass. So tweet that ass. So tweet that ass. So you got a Twitter booty. Go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Twitter party. You do whatever you want to when you want to with your body. Yeah. Shake your ass around like you know you really got it. The club and never jump until my Twitter song started. Yeah. I know it's genius and you match, you never thought of it. But shake your ass anyway that you can be a part of it. Tweet that ass, move it all around. Girl, your booty fly first class, it's all up in the air. Tweet, 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 bounce it up and down. Drop it all the way to the ground. Tweet, 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 bounce it up and down. Drop it all the way to the ground. Oh,
my lady.
She got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty, she got a Twitter booty. Just tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up. You got a Twitter booty, go prove it to me. Said you got a Twitter booty, go prove it to me. Just tweet each cheek, why tweet each cheek, why tweet each cheek, why tweet each cheek. Oh, ah. Throw your fucking hands up, damn, hear the anthem, so shake it for the camera, the camera, the writer and the DJ, cause he plays up, he's banger up, the century ain't got no competition, no, switch your body left, right, roll it, switch your body right, left, hold it, I know you ain't shy, so girl, you better go with it, tweet that ass like you're mad, now it's time to show it, tweet, 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 bounce it up and down, then drop it all the way to the ground, girl, tweet, 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 bounce it up and down, then drop it all the way to the ground, girl. She got a Twitter booty. 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 In like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ladies, go, 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 go. Now if you a bad girl, then move your body left to right and wave your hands, girl. And move your body right to left and rock it right, left, right, left, right, left, hold it, left, right, left, right, left, right. Show with your pretty girl swag when you tweet that thing up. Show your pretty girl swag when you tweet that thing up. Feeling really, really, really good, really, really, really good now. Really, really good, really, really, really good now. Go, 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 go. She got a Twitter booty, 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 and just tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up, tweet that ass up. Let me get all my.
You know what it is, the kid Buck Bean DeReno, CEO slash host of Buck Bean the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Bean the TV magazine.
That's BuckBeanTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. Philly's number one underground network. hey, I thought you told him, man. If you can't stand the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen.
It's official. BuckBeanTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. That was Twitter booty. I kind of, my time was off a little bit, you know what I mean? But we was showing some love. I like how you guys said don't get tired in that song, because that joint definitely, it's got some drums and it just keeps shaking your ass. Like, I don't know if you play this song much, DJ Love Houston, but that joint, Dick in Your Life, you know what I'm talking about, that joint.
And you need some dick.
Like, that song would have me. I can't stop dancing like that. I love that fucking. I know they say what they say. You know what I'm saying on the song.
It makes me sweat. I'm breaking up. It had me sweating. I always play it when the energy is up. So.
Yeah, like, I don't know what DJ. Don't play that song. You got a problem. Like.
Yeah.
Seriously, shout out to my boy. Just called in. I don't know. He got disconnected. Red Dog Music, definitely crazy and premier when it comes to booking. Like, Red Dog Double G Music is crazy. He had the lovely Toasty call in Philly Shine on Sunday. We had a good time. She was she showed a lot of love, and she was, like, real. She said she ain't know she was there for Flavor of Love. She was like, the fuck? So I'm just going to get drunk. That's why they nicknamed her Toasty. So she was drunk the whole time, and you know what I mean. Like I would have too. I don't know what would you do if you DJ Love Houston, like you trying out for a show, find love with a rapper. That's all they told you. You find a Flavor of Love, but you already signed a contract. You know what I mean. You want to get paid. You want to do it. Would you continue to do it, or?
No, I have to do something if I can't kiss Flavor Flav. I'm sorry.
Flavor Flav.
Ain't gonna be able to do it. I'm sorry.
That's what Toasty said. She said she didn't kiss him. She said I didn't kiss him at all. She's like, mm mm. She's like, I didn't have to. So She still got paid, though. Shout out to her. And then she also was on I Love Money, which is my favorite show. I love that show. They need to bring
it back. Now, that's a good selling point, you know, to be active on a show like that and know that, you know, those follow-up shows are there. But, I don't know, because it seemed like, for me, it felt like it would be just my luck that I'd be the one he wanted to fucking kiss on just because I'm there trying to not, not get kissed on and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, hell no, I'm not going to even play with you like that, because then you're going to try to embarrass me or fuck me over on TV or something, you know,
Yeah, I'm like, well... You know what? Remember the one girl, I forget what her name was, because she didn't really, really capitalize on, I forget. She was a DJ herself. But what was her name? I forget. But she really was on Flavor Love, calling up her friends like, yo, what's up, y'all? I'm chilling on Flavor Flav show, doing interviews and shit. Like,
wow. She really was using this shit. Like, this is all I'm here for. I am not here for him, just for the TV time looking at this. I mean, it's definitely a good marketing tool. They get they time, and it's all about what you do with it afterwards. But kissing Flavor Flav, I'm suing. What are you trying to do to me? What are you trying to do to me? No, don't do it to me this way. No, not working.
Yeah, man. But for real, right, we having fun tonight on Philly Shine. Tonight's topic is fun. We had a lot of energy. We also got the boss in the building. You know what I mean? What's up, Jamel? Don't be getting quiet. Wait a minute. Maybe Jamel clicked over. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Jamel.
I'm here.
You're here when it's right. have you partaken in the, you know.
Well, being that the print firm is on Facebook, I have to go.
That was pretty much, he pleaded the fifth. He ran with his tail between his legs. You know what I'm saying? It was
you won't see me.
Jamel said, I don't want no parts of that, okay? But it's cool. We still got backup. The phone lines are crazy. For those who just called it, like, if you want to say something, you want to show off, please press the number one so I can know to come to your phone line. You have something you want to show off or partake in a topic at a night. But I'm going to go to my girl. My girl, Siren. Representing Uptown. Hot spitter too, y'all. Check out the archive show. But have you Ooh. Ever had a threesome? Like
Yeah, I have.
Wow. I didn't have to do that. Her interest was funny as hell. You like But
I mean,
the damn I'm like, what the hell am I missing?
And it's not like the traditional one. It wasn't, you know. Well, when people think of threesomes,
all right, tell us what happened.
Right, because I'm like glued to the phone and shit. No.
I know, right? We all want to listen.
Come on, do that. No.
Hi. Well, y'all ever heard of like a rave, like those parties where people popping eggs and taking all types of pills, dumbass drugs?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Jumping around, hell yeah.
Yeah, I've heard.
It was my first time going there to one of those. So, you know, I didn't take no pills. I was just chilling. But I was getting drunk as hell. Like, I was just so drunk. And I really don't remember much, honestly.
I knew that was coming. I really did. I'm like, she said she was drinking. She don't know. I know she was fucked up.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot. I mean, I remember certain scenes throughout the night. I can't tell you in detail, but all I know is I woke up. It was two chicks, naked chicks.
Hell yeah.
We were just all in the bed. Like, yo.
So you had a three full of two guys. It was just you and two chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a wild story. We got some more callers who called in. We will go into some more music on Philly Shine. It's like going all the way down. Everybody's pretty much having a good time on the show. Like, shout out to 215 in the building, 670. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up, what up? I'm calling from Southwest Philadelphia. It's your boy, Norman Bates, man.
Southwest of the building, big ups to you, bro. Like, you know, we all going to be there this Sunday checking for
That's what's up.
I love Mill Creek like it's my religion, you know. We like they wings.
Yeah, keep doing your thing down there.
But, yeah, Tyler, introduce yourself. Like, Norman Bates has been on the show before, but he's definitely a talented artist from Philly, know everybody. Tell everybody how they can be able to check up on you.
Oh, man, you can, Norman Bates, Philly rapper, Google, you know what I mean, everything can come up on Facebook, Norman Bates, The Movement, MySpace, you know,
all
everything
right.
that you need to do on the net, you can find me.
And also,
come on out this Sunday,
Sunday,
too, man. Yeah, this Sunday, it's going down. I got my homie Charlie Baltimore. She's going to be hosting a joint. A few other friends. A couple of actors coming out. You know what I mean? I got Rex and Effects. They going to be in the building. I'm going to be in the building. Honest Fire going to be in the building. You already know.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to be in the building. Now, I'm going to go in as for the artist part because, like, I'm going to show respect. First, because we do get it in on Philly Shine. But we also talking about collabs, you know what I mean? Like, last time I said the word collab, like, I lost, like, four callers. I'm looking at the switchboard hard, and I will play on your phone if you hang up. But Norman Bates, like, you've done some crazy collabs in your history. Like, could you tell us, like, how you've gone about even picking it, or what's your thought process, or is it something that just happens, like, when you do a collaboration track, like with another artist?
Well, in Philly, it was just the first mixtape was The Movement, and it was the hunger and excitement with doing records with everybody in my city. I said I gotta do something with at least one artist from every clique, from State Properties to the Major Figures to E-Message, just everybody. I had to do something with everybody, so it started there. You know what I mean? And then after that point, then that's when I took it out of Philly. But, yeah, man, just, you know, being able to do records with other people that's doing that thing is always motivational, feel good. So, you know what I mean? Just grinding, that happens. Right place, right time.
Exactly. That's what's up, right place, right time. Now, I respect that. That's hot, and like he's done some crazy shit. Google him, check him out on you. What's your YouTube? Everybody loves the YouTube. Everybody have a
Norman Bates. Well, you could just put in Norman Bates Philly rap or whatever.
You don't have your own personal URL.
I probably do. I just don't know it. I let my brother work it all, but I know I let him work all that. Shout out to Dan Beast. He's doing his thing. If you need some editing on your video, holla at him.
All right, that's what's up. Now, into the real nitty-gritty. Have you, Norman Bates, you've been around everybody. Like, you know what I mean? I hear about you in New York, you know what I'm saying, in Philly, back and forth or whatever. Like, have you come across a crazy situation having a threesome? I'm sure you've had one. I'm a be like obvious guy, because I think like most of the niggas I know are niggas in Philly have already had threesomes. Like I'm probably say freaking 60%, because niggas get it in the city. But I know most of them. I think I probably know like 30% of the niggas in the Philly. But whatever. But Norman Bates, have you ever had a threesome?
Oh, man, you know, growing up as a young, I was a wild young boy, so all that was in my early days. The Norman Bates today, I'm getting a little bit grown too fast, so, you know, I'm one-on-one now. But, yeah, I experienced with threesomes before.
Well, since we talk about Philly, like, how many have you had? He's like, shit, I was crazy.
How many have I had? Not too many. I ain't the richest freak ball, man. I ain't had too many. I had my
Okay. That's what's up. Definitely thanks for suiting it with the topic or whatever. But yeah, everybody chilling with us. Shout out to my boy, Billionaire Cino. I definitely got to show you a bunch of love. He's held me down at Mill Creek Tavern doing his damn thing. Shout out to Great Dane, too. We're going to break into some music real fast. Damn, Norman Bates, what am I calling Norman on my phone? But we're going to get it popping a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show my boy Fresh Boy Cino some love. That's all I want to hear. I love one thing. That's my shit. But we're going to go into something else. Let's go. Fresh Boy Cino. Check it out. Philly Shine. It's fun tonight. Y'all, that boy is talented. Shout out to my boy, Billionaire Cino, Fresh Boy Cino. He's doing real big. I like that song. It's my shit. Welcome back to the show, yo.
What's up? I'm chilling. I couldn't tune in right away. I had to, roll something up,
Damn. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know?
Crazy.
Yeah, thank you.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but definitely welcome back to the show. You've been busy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta get with you. And some music.
That's my favorite song so far.
Twitter real fast, cause I'm a fan. I like your music. That's my shit right there.
Twitter is it's like _SINO_, and then Facebook is Billionaire Cino SINO. The fan page Fresh Boy Cino,
I gotta get on Fresh Boy Cino. I'm not on there. I gotta get up on there. I would like your page. You know what I'm saying? We have a fun old Philly Shine. It's we winding down to the last half an hour of the show, but I feel like we've gotten in good. Everybody's told their stories. You know, Cam Lynx was not giving enough. He gave us a little bit, but you.
I got some secrets.
First of all, you know what? I'm going to respect you, Kaylinks, the same way I respect everybody. If you don't want to do it, nah, some people, I make them do it. Like, some of you guys, I will twist your arms. I will threaten you. I say, do it, do it. Like, the girls, you ain't got to do nothing wrong.
Oh, shit. I think I might like you twisting my arm a little bit.
Most men like it when I twist their arm a little bit. You know? They like
watch
it.
Out now.
Like, they be like, get a little close when you do it.
What's up, now?
But it's cool. I'm be good. I'm be good. You know what I'm saying? But the topic goes in tonight. You know what I'm saying? We talking about threesomes, collabs. You know what I mean? Like collaborations and stuff like that. Like, have you ever had a threesome? Fresh voice, you know. Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah, that's my twist. I ain't gonna stunt.
It's your twist.
I love them. Yeah, that's my twist on the low. That's my
twist. That's what I say when I had Norman Bates on the line. I'm like, I'm gonna be that person to say I know Philly for a fucking fact.
Yeah, that's my
mostly
twist.
Everybody in Philly has had threesomes or even a couple.
It's everywhere. It's
true.
Yeah, it go down now.
Yeah, it goes down. So you being how many have you had? We gonna say that. That's the question we gonna ask the Philly people. You know what, Cam? Like you gotta ask. How many have you had?
I ain't had too many. I don't know shit. Probably about I give you a round number. I round it off. Probably about a good 10 or 12. You know what I mean?
Any of the story. Yeah.
Oh, she said, wow.
Listen, I don't even want to tell you what it is. Shout out to my boy, Tommy Stars. He got the new Beamer Benz and Bentley Freestyle. It's on my Facebook page. Y'all could definitely check it out. It's my nigga. He be going in. But my boy, Gillian is Fino, Fresh Boy Fino. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
how many have you had?
I don't even know how many I had. I try to outdo the last ones, if anything.
Y'all are crazy. No, this is like Philly
niggas. Like the last ones was cousins, so I was cool with them. So I'm chilling.
So they did each other?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
They did each other.
Shit. Yeah. Hey, family, baby, kissing cousins. Huh? Hey,
salt and pepper, little dark skin John, little light skin John. That's what I was calling them, salt and pepper.
Yo,
oh my God,
crazy! That's crazy.
Well, and they was loving it, I'm sure, since they was doing it. God.
That's the thing, man. A lot of these girls out in Philly be with it.
Yeah.
But
I'm not doing my cousins.
I'm not right. I'm not touching no coochie at all. You know what I mean? That's just me being myself. I'm not into it. Like I just like I said, like for everybody who's listening now, like I'm gonna tell y'all, like when I was younger, you know what I mean, when I was like 18 before I even got married, before all the relationships I've been in, I'm being 26 now, like, you know what I'm saying? I was interested in it a little bit, like, because my girlfriends was getting their coochies ate like they was buying bags of chips. They was like, yeah, the girls, they was my everybody. It's like everybody. Like, and we was all over the place chilling with Big Time, whoever they was when they was doing it. You know what I mean? Like, AC, we were everywhere. Not really fucking guys, because you don't get shit when you fucking guys. Like, ladies, listen. Once they fuck you, they're not going to spend any money. But back to the story. My homie, like my baby, who was like my old head, my boo for the summer and shit, I would just tell him, like, yo, man, everybody's getting a coochie ate. Like, what the fuck gives? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody gets a everybody having threesomes. So, you know what I'm saying? So I asked him to, like, yo, I'm saying. He was like, yo, I got a girl I could call right now. She'll come eat your pussy and be banging or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, you know what, yeah, bring her over. But then he was like, he had a video. I'm like, you know what, show me the video first. Now, I don't know if he wouldn't have shown me this video if he would have just called the girl if it went down. I don't know. But anyway, he showed me the video of the girl, and it was just like the most boringest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, two girls that they got each other on the 69. They flipping each other, licking each other. But it was really just like no real fun going on. It was like no real noise going on. Like they was like lacking like noises. Like
they had some fun.
They didn't even, they weren't enjoying themselves. Like, I was just, shout out to the sound effect guy.
Enjoying it, so it didn't look like
it was like, it was like boring. Like, he was, of course, into it, but I was bored by the video. I didn't want that girl on me. Like, I just really didn't. I was like, but, you know, we going in tonight on Philly Shine. Philly is wild, you know what I mean? Shout out to Philly of the building. Big ups to the caller just hung up, but we just shut them out. On Facebook, I told y'all to check out my page. My homeboy just did a video. Shout out to Tommy Stars. His music is crazy. He's very talented. I'm sure Tommy Stars has had a bunch of threesomes. I'm about to call him now. Like, these people are crazy. I mean, my city, it goes down like that, you know what I mean? I got Killian Esino on the board, but I'm going to play some of Tommy's music, and then I'm going to go and get him. He got all his music is like freaky. He got Victoria's Secret, Want to Have Sex, Kitty Kitty. I like Want to Have Sex though, so we're gonna play Want to Have Sex. I want to have sex. I ain't even gonna lie, being honest, but Holy Shine.
This goes out to all my ladies with a hard working man out on the grind. Out in these streets getting that money, leave you home all alone. This goes out to my special lady. This is just for you, baby. Coming home.
Going a long time, out here on my grind. I'm losing my mind, cause my girl is missing me crazy.
Crazy.
I've been itching to get back to her, her body is calling me. Taught her shit to be capable of women all of me. Missing my voice, so she constantly be calling me. I be tempted to cheat the chatters and be calling me. She got toys and picks to hold her over. Say it's like a lifestyle of a soldier. Every time she be needing someone to hold her. It doesn't like another sexual odor. I really need her, she got me feeling a stroker. On the bed, on the stairs, on the sofa. And when I get home, she know that it is over. I'ma tear that ass out of the frame with Renee. So far, baby, you can't lie. We ain't been freaking and I've been holding you a long time. I've been out on my grind, baby, you know that. While I've been gone, I hope you've been keeping that pussy wet. I wanna have sex, 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 I wanna have sex. Can't wait to get on, I can feel the thoughts went over. You be feeling for that thing, I got you sober. And I can see that you wanted me bad with no love, love. When I call you, be horny it in a rose bud. Me, yo, what you for real or a lie? I need your brother inside of heaven. And I don't even know what city that we going in. If I don't look at you, then I'm flying back to home, yeah. Falling in love with my hand, yeah. This shit is serious, baby. This whole idea was kind of curious, baby. About the things that we're gonna do once I get a hold of you. Girl, I'll be an animal, an animal. And I'ma eat you like a cannibal. Gonna handle you with a plan to do when I see you, boo. Just me and you, gonna ride me like a vehicle. Gonna kill her when I get home, gonna get my ass on, girl, I need you. We ain't been freaking and I've been holding you a long time. I've been out on my grind, baby, you know that. While I've been gone, I hope you've been keeping that pussy wet. I wanna have sex, 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 I wanna have sex. Can't wait to get home. Girl, you got me leaping and can't wait to get home. I'm gonna leave you dreaming right after I got that
good
season, you'll miss when I'm gone.
On the next flight out, baby, I'll be home soon. Keep that thing wet, put the toys away. Daddy'll be home in no time.
See him committed, won't he take us to a good man? Out on a broken wheel, he back to the hood, man. Only because I'm a lady, not cause I'm just a hood. Give him the trust that you ever had, these ladies wish I would. But I won't. These ladies are crazy, cause see if I was single, I'd definitely be popping like crazy. Baby, you don't lie, baby, you can't lie. We ain't been freaking and I've been holding you a long time. I've been out on my grind, baby, you know that. While I've been gone, I hope you've been keeping that pussy wet. I wanna have sex, I wanna have sex, I wanna have sex. I wanna have sex, I wanna have sex, I wanna have sex, I wanna have sex.
can't wait to get home.
That was how I feel right now. I want to have sex. I want to have sex. But we get real on Philly Shine. And sometimes I got to get real. And I just shouted him out. Like I said, the Tommy Starr Beamer Benz of Bentley video is on my Facebook page. Y'all can go there and check it out. But I had to go ahead and call and bring him in. Bring in another Philly nigga. Like, welcome back to Philly Shine. What's good?
What's good, babes? What's good? I'm on my way back to Philly right now.
You're on your way back to Philly? That's what's up. Like, we got to show so much love. Like, really, as an artist, I feel like you go in, you're very thorough. You know what I'm saying? You're doing big things. You got Purple Rain. Y'all get that.
Thank you, Hines. Thank you for all the love that you show me, man, like all the time on a constant. That's real radio, man. Like, you be showing real love, like in person. Ain't just a situation where we together on the show or something, it's fake or nothing. Like, it's all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you just a real person, I mean.
Thank you. That's what's up. And I'm going to really ask you the topic question. Like, he was on when we went in. Like, we had fun the night you were on Philly Shine. Like, it was amazing. Drunk, too.
Yeah.
But the topic for tonight, now, I speak for all the Philly niggas. A lot of them I know. But I'm sure, like, most of the niggas in Philly have had threesomes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And at first I want to ask, how many threesomes have you had? And then share with us, like, a little story. Just give us a little bit, because, like, we had Norman Bates on. He said when he was a young boy, he got it in.
Yeah, shout out Norman Bates. Shout out Norman Bates. That's my dude. Nah, I had one threesome. That's it. Like, I mean, I got all the freaky shit popping off, but I only had one in my whole life.
Oh, that's what's up. We got to say, whoa. I need a
yeah. What these two females?
I think everybody probably be like this.
That's the haters right there.
Right, but go ahead.
Nah, like, it was, that's the noise I hear all day. But nah, it was these two females from West Philly and shit. I ain't gonna put their names out there or nothing.
No,
yeah,
please,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, I mean, but it was like my homie was at the crib. Yeah, I mean, and it was them two. But my homie had tapped out like extra early and shit. So
it was first like a one-on-one, then.
Yeah, and then he tapped out or whatever, and the John he was with must wasn't satisfied and shit, so he was still hanging on the bed. So, yeah, I mean, me being the person I be, I just grabbed her while I was still pounding the other John. Now, just when I was a young boy. So,
Love Houston. DJ Love Houston is also on the line. Please introduce yourself. I like to introduce you to Tommy Starr, is a very hot artist. That was his song that was just playing also.
Okay, I like that. And I'm laughing my ass off at what he's
saying. I know, right? He's I just got to be me. But go ahead, please.
Yeah, and that's about it, man. Like, I ain't going to go into detail and shit.
Thank you.
I could get into detail, but I'm going to just put it like, at the end of the day, they was monopolized. That's what I was listening to. Yeah, I mean, and they was good. Yeah, I mean, both of them was good. They stated that they was good. They talked about it. They talked about it more than me.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I went to West Philly, and I heard about it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I ain't say nothing about it. I'm real quiet about my private life and what goes on in my bedroom, but they posted it. If it was Twitter out, they would have probably been all over that shit.
Yeah, like that's
Twitter had Tommy Stars.
Yo, that's what I be talking about, people. Also, shout out to another caller. I'm glad you called back, 267-304. Welcome to Philly. Welcome back to Philly Shine, I should say. I was just shouting out your video while I was on Facebook.
Yeah. What's up?
Chillin', I got your boy on the line too. We got DJ Love Houston showing love from Houston. Everything's big in Texas and beautiful. But I was telling everybody where they could, you tagged me in a video, I checked it out. Like,
yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Tell everybody
yeah.
what's good with you.
This Flames Inferno Productions. I just shot I just shot the Tommy Stars Beam with Benz of Bentley freestyle video. You know, up and coming video producer from Philly. You know, and we just working together.
Definitely talented artist too.
Shout out to both of y'all because y'all both show me love. You and Tommy all day.
Definitely. We show love, and then like I got Tommy on the line. He was a little meek for a Philly nigga. You know what I mean? I also see my baby in the room. Let me find the fuck out.
Y'all haven't seen that video yet, I know it just got posted and shit. But if you haven't seen that video yet, man, you need to check that shit out. Inferno Productions. Like right now, and this is no dick riding shit, just because I know Flames and shit. But like he the best producer, video producer in Philly right now. That's real talk, yo.
That's love. That's love. That's
like
love.
Real shit. And this not me. And I told this nigga that shit the other day. On some real shit, not no dick riding shit. But check out all these niggas that got their videos in Philly, man, with all the young boys and bullshit. I mean, check them Jones out, and then check out the Inferno Productions, because he's going in, man. He's like shooting everybody's shit right now.
Let's go.
That's what's up. That was a big love. Big love.
Make sure I go get Purple Rain too. Tommy just dropped Purple Rain. Make sure y'all go bang that and then go grab that. Get it off iTunes. Matter of fact, buy it off of them first and then go grab it off of iTunes and then get it off of
iTunes. All right. That's what's up. We're going to say to you.
Experiences, but like one threesome. But listen, let me tell you how it started, though.
You and Tommy.
What? I'm not really a threesome type of guy. You know what I mean?
All right, well, just to share the story.
All right, listen. I had the one girl. She real freaky or whatever. And she had a, my man was fucking with her friend. So she was like, I used to play with him like, damn, I'll fuck the shit out of both of y'all and shit. So one day she called me, like, me and Brittany want to have a threesome.
It's real in here. Like, if I do sex, we go do sex in Philly. We gonna show our real side. Like, it's going down.
So
DJ loves you. We gotta get you to come to Philly. But go ahead, finish the story with Laura and Brittany.
And Brittany. You know what I'm saying? So Laura called me like, we wanna have a threesome. So I went to go pick up both of them. But then I'm like, damn, my man Webb, you know, man, he always wanted to hit Brittany. I had already hit Brittany. I hit both of them separately. So I went to go get my man Webb, and
Webb is a part of the story too.
he was stuck in the crib though. So I wound up taking the. Yeah, let me tell you, this happened in a minivan though. Like, this shit was crazy. Shit was crazy. So I wanted to pick both of them up, and we parked up like in Shelham, like over like near Alamy, but on the other side of Alamy, Shelham.
And
like,
he giving us the
dark
spot, yo. I'll be watching the fuck outside. I'll be needing to know the spot. Like, tell me.
So we was back there, and from there, you already know what happened. Like,
damn. He just let us know. Shout out to everybody at the switchboard. I also got a first time on the line, and I know for a fact 267-414. Welcome to Philly Shine, baby.
Hey.
You up late at night? What the fuck? We should be out getting drinks. Like, what is going on? Welcome to the show.
Huh?
Chilling. We showing off. We talking about threesomes and. Wait a minute, I just lost her. Damn it. My fingers, buttons. All right. That was my baby, DJ. We called her growing up. You know what I mean? I don't even know if she got a story for us, but we're going to find out. She going to call Bake, definitely. But, shout out to Flames. I love their story. Tommy Storrs, they like a duo. Check out the video on my Facebook. It's right there. You know what I mean? But 267-602. Welcome back to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Well, welcome back.
Hi, everybody. This is Nationwide Dream. I'm calling out of Frankfurt. How y'all doing tonight?
We good. You got DJ Love Houston on the line. Tommy Storrs, he's in the background with us, you know what I mean? Check out that Dima Benza Bentley freestyle. He killed that joint. I ain't even got that track. Well, I don't got
it. Hi, gentlemen. How y'all doing, gentlemen? Y'all chilling?
How you doing? I got to go in and out because I'm on the speaker, Jones. But what's up?
Oh, that's what's up. Big up, Tommy Storrs. Oh, we got Julie. You back on the line with us. What happened, sis?
Yeah. Huh?
What happened, sis?
I don't know.
What's going on? No, we chilling. We on the show. Tonight's topic, I know you're not an artist, so you cannot ask to collab. I know you never collab with a person in your life on a song. But, miss, have you? And then we got Nationwide Dream. It's a bunch of ladies in the building. Shout out to the ladies, DJ Love Houston. Shout out to Siren, Nationwide Dream.
Hey.
Julie, you know, we got seen on the line, Tommy Storrs with us, but Julie, have you ever had a threesome?
No, not yet.
Yeah. She said it real sexy, too, for those who want to listen, like, listen. Tommy Storrs. Is it something that you've been thinking about? Because I remember back in the day, and then, you know, we was on 60th Street. I swear, everybody I talked to, they was getting a coochie ate by girls and fucking, like, chips. Like
wow.
Quarterbacks. Do you remember? Now, we ain't going to put nobody's names out. But
wow.
You know, people was getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is it something you got planned for next week or something like that? Like,
not next week, but before, you know, that big 3-0 come around.
Oh, shit. We 30 in, like, a couple years.
So get it cracking early.
Well, that's ain't nothing wrong with, you know, having plans. We got to have plans to have fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
Big ups those who want to have fun. You know what I mean? We want to break a little bit, play some music. And we got Nationwide Dream on the line. We got to find out about her. And I'm going to recap y'all again my story, but we're going to check out some of my music. Thank you, Tommy Storrs. My boy, man.
No doubt, man. This phone about to die, too. Like, right on time and shit. It's counting down.
That's what's up. I got to give a good, thorough goodbye. Thank you for joining the show, man.
All right, no doubt, baby girl, with that big ass butt.
I got a Twitter booty. It says follow me.
I know.
Big ass butt. This is, yeah, check it out, y'all.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do in the building.
You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But 2 times cold rain. I went to Blue Hay Spring Fling. Party
is sinning with the AC winning. Since, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doing, what we doing. Making music, yeah. This what we doing.
We got it's a little unfair. We got Cam Links in the building still, Gillian and Sino, but the ladies is with me. DJ Love Houston, thank you for being a co-host tonight. I gotta definitely show you some love before we wind the show there. You know what I mean? She goes in, I love her. Like, I definitely gotta give you some music so you can host it all crazy. Do it real good for the ladies. Thank you, Julie, for joining in. Showing off, but I also got to ask my girl, the Nationwide Lovely Dream. I call you all types of stuff. I be like, yo, man, my own girl. But have you, like, the topic of the night is threesomes. Have you ever had a threesome?
I was scared to answer this question on Facebook. I know I had a call to just represent, but yeah, I just had one recently.
Recently,
like 2 months ago,
okay.
2-3 months ago, and my whole persona of it, like, nah, I ain't built like that to be having two niggas, cause I don't mess with females at all, like, so I'm like, damn, a nigga in my coochie, nigga in my ass at the same time, I can't build, cause you know, you watch pornos and shit, I'm like, I'm not built like that, you know what I mean, I'm like, fuck it.
Please tell us.
How it went down was because my homie, he invited me to his brother's birthday party, and I already knew I was going to give him some, you know what I'm saying? We just was banging for each other for years. It was like 7 years and shit, but we never did shit, so I already knew I was going to give him some, you know what I mean? Then it was his brother's birthday, ain't nobody show up. He had a fucking hotel party, yada, 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 and this and that and that. It was just he just spent a whole lot of money, and then nobody showed up, so I kind of felt sorry for him and shit. And then when he had his girl come over, she like, nah, I ain't doing this, it's too many people. Like, if she wanted everybody to leave, everybody could have left. She just bounced on that nigga. Like, I'm like, this bitch, I obviously wasn't his girl. Probably just somebody he just had fired through, you know what I mean? Because that was my man. I don't give a fuck. I don't kick everybody out and whatever, but you know, at least wait till everybody go to sleep on some young bullshit. But make it long story short, it was his birthday. I already knew I was going to do it to his brother. I'm like, but his brother had love, but he ain't know me and his brother. And his brother was going, you know what I mean? So he had approached me. I'm like, I can't do it. He's like, oh, but it's my birthday. I said, I understand that, but I was already going to holler at your brother. And he's like, well, my brother, like, I know. I'm like, nah, I ain't out there. I'm like, fuck it. I just had these thoughts in my head. I said, can I win? Can I fucking lose? I said, I'm running like a motherfucker. Fear just came off. Excuse me, gentlemen, but the woman know
how I was. Tell them how the fuck it is. Go ahead in, because I got to put some love to my brother, Street Otto. He just called in. It's my baby. You know what I mean? We got to show some love to my favorite track since the show is over. It's only right, Lotto?
All right, real quick. when a female cycle is on, we call that
spectrum. No, get back to the
awesome. I just did it because it was his brother's birthday, and I said, fuck it, I was going to give him some, and his brother's birthday, why the fuck night? And it just went down, and it was awesome. I didn't have, because I was scared to have a nigga in my ass, nigga in my pussy, the same. So I'm like, wow, I couldn't.
Baby, we all ready. Kid Buck being the Reno, CEO slash host of Buck being the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck being the TV magazine.
Say what? That's BuckBeanTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. Philly's number one underground network. hey, I thought you told him, man. If you can't stand the heat, get the fuck out the kitchen.
Yeah. BuckBeanTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. We about to go into overtime. Don't hang up. We're going to play this song, It's Over, by Street Lotto.
Okay.
We going into overtime.
Uh-huh.
It's
gotten
serious.
Lotto.
We got a new
Lotto,
call in the building.
Please forgive me
and
my
son.
Take the pain away.
Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. It's over. Baby girl says she wanna take a spin. It's over. Recession Lotto. Where you been? It's over. Luai know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider. Lotto is a roller. Lotto was a general. Lotto got them soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then they showed up with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet and still he is the closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him. Approach him. That nigga's back away. Back away. That nigga's back away. Get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday. If you can't relate, then I suggest that you go right away. Posters, falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of section, then we post up. Grab the baddest part that we can find, now we toast up. Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. It's over. Baby girl says she wanna take a spin. It's over. Recession over. Where you been? It's over. It's over. I got these girls gooped up. Lot of chicks, now that the whips stay cooped up. I'm in the flame, blowing loose chains. Lanes couldn't hang if they was dangling for my loose chains. Hello, indeed a jacket match the shell toe. Walking on the cloud, feel like I smoked a half an elbow. You pop a band with every stripper on the dance floor. You ain't breaking bread, what the hell your ass here for? Let me in. It's over. Recession over. Where you been? It's over. On the line, getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of section, then we post up. Grab the baddest part that we can find, now we toast up. Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. It's over. Baby girl says she wanna take a spin. I think I'm on my last glass. Green limit 60 and I'm 40 miles past that. A nigga past that. Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like money, cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up. I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me. On the line, getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of traction, then we post up. Grab the baddest part that we can find, now we toast up. Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. Say she wanna take a spin. It's over. Recession over. Where you been? It's over.
It's over. Lotto.
Lotto.
I'm such a fan of yours, Lotto. I swear. I gotta be a biggest fan. that your voice is just so fucking sexy on the beat. This shit be like, yeah, it's the black or black ring.
You already know, man. You know I go all the way in on my.
That's what's up. We got a we also got a new caller, the 626. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay.
Good.
I don't know what is all that in the background. I don't know, but whatever that
turn
is.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Look. Yeah, turn your radio down. We get feedback, but right now I can't even mute anybody. We all in overtime. I don't know. We still got Nationwide Dream on the line.
Yeah, I'm still here, sweetie.
Julie,
so you
still with us?
I still want to know.
Yeah.
Look, I was hoping you would.
You know, we ain't going nowhere. What about Cino? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
What about you, KM Links? We got you. Got the little roll call. And we also got Street Lotto. I'm going to ask him the topic question. We will go in into some other information. Nationwide Dream was almost finished her story, but we had to save it. Because I want people to know, like, once 1 o'clock hits, like, this is privilege. Privileged information. She about to get into the wrap-up story. You know what I mean? She's had a threesome. That was your only threesome?
Who, me?
Dream? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So how did it end? Like, you was getting both of them at the same time. Did you get them to eat your pussy at the same time?
Oh, no. I didn't get them both at the same time because, like I said, I wasn't built like that, and that wasn't the whole objective. I did what I had to do with one, had to do with one, just back and forth. It was kind of corny, but opposed to the pornos and shit, but it was awesome to me. Yeah. And everything was okay, you know what I'm saying? We so cool, we so tough. And that's just how it is. We was friends before anything happened. It just happened the way it did. It was awesome. So that's a good thing. Will I do it again? I doubt it, but hey, I ain't never think I was going to do it the first time. So who the hell knows?
I appreciate that honesty. You know what I mean? Come across a nigga like Cino, he like, shit, we got to get it bigger than the last one. He's a handsome guy too, so you gotta watch out for them five niggas. And Mr. Street Lotto, if y'all don't know him, please check out my Facebook. I also got an album called X Squad DJ Artist. Y'all gotta check out, what is it, Game and Fortune, the mixtape. I got the cover right there because I had to tag them so we could be, you know, connected.
Oh,
but
man, look that up.
What you about to say, Dream?
On the real shit, I will do that because you have every fucking body. Either I want to know or get to know on your show, and I never have a pen light. When I call this show from this day forward and on, I have to have a pen with me because everybody throw out numbers.
No, you don't. You don't even listen, baby. Yeah, you don't always need a pen. One thing I do tell everybody, and I stress it: go to the archives. I've had everybody on the show, and everybody gives out their information. You know what I mean? We all show love and work together. Dragons open. G-Dep was on the show. I've had Warren G on the show. I've had Red Cafe on the show. I've had, I don't even know, like, everybody comes on here, but we all work together. Check out the archives, blogtalkradio.com/honestfire, and, of course, the new home, Buck Bandit, TVmagazine.yolasite.com. You can get with everybody. You can find out how we've been digging up my boy Street Lotto, Zoo's Beats, and all the other great things that he's done. A friend of mine. Like, I got so much love for Lotto. But back to the question. We had a little commercial break. Street Lotto, being a talented, sexy sounding artist that you are. Or I'm not going to treat you like a Philly guy, even though I kind of feel like you probably had more than one threesome. I'm not going to ask you that. You know, the Philly boys.
Have you ever had a threesome? Yeah, I done had a couple. I mean, my first one was in high school. But, you know, that was
That was some crazy shit. That was me and my homeboy. We G'd this broad. But, you know, and we did it. And then I had a couple other homies.
What did you say you did to her? I like the slang.
We G'd her, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we knew what she was about. We knew what she was on. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, he might get the party started. Then I come in, you know what I'm saying, with my joint out. Like, what up, baby? And then, you know, we did it like that. And then we ran that a couple times. You know, he hit it from the front. He hit it from the back. I'm in the front. We high-fiving. But,
that's what my homie said on Date October show. He says the guys that do the choo-choo movement, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, like, I wouldn't do that no more, cause you know that's different now. Like, I ain't finna be fucking with no other niggas in the room no more, you know. So it's got to be a girl, you know. It's got to be two girls, which, you know what I'm saying, we done did that too. So I mean, that's cool.
So I'm gonna treat you like a Philly nigga. How many threesomes have you had?
To be honest, now that I had thought about the question, cause I was like, I probably have, you know, two or three, but then I'm thinking about it. Really, I probably done had like five or six. And,
damn.
You know, I mean, that ain't a high number, you know what I'm saying? That ain't.
Yeah. See, you know what you say? You had 50. How many you had?
69. Yeah, that's
like,
that
half of
them. Half of them,
like, no, I ain't. Yeah, right.
Okay. So you've got.
All them jaws ain't even fun. Like, half.
Oh,
no,
right.
It's not because. Because the thing is like, you know, especially when you got the girls or whatever, man, you know, it's really a competitive spirit there.
Yeah.
So one be trying to outdo the other, and then that shit kind of
gets
white.
Yo.
You know,
it got to be a
focused
team
on each other,
thing.
Outdoing each other than you, huh?
Yeah.
Listen.
Everybody got to cooperate.
And sometimes they be trying to outdo each other. So
Julie, you too. You got a strong personality like me. I don't know how much I'm gonna be able to take. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. That's why you can't have it be your friend. That right there is why I can't be your this bitch. Been
because you definitely gonna knock your friend out. You like, what, bitch? I knew you was coming to fucking take.
Yes. So that's why you told me not. No.
Yo, what though? I'm gonna tell you the best way to do it though. So I had one out in Cali, right? But you know, in Cali, really, that's what they do a lot. Like, they really be on that. So what you do is, like, okay, so I'm steady knocking her down, you know, for a while. But I know that she got one that she really enjoy. Like, that's her little thing. So we could make the worlds collide. That way everybody cooperate. Like, we didn't want to do this, and then, you know, and I've been wanting to do it too, so we all work together. You see what I'm saying? That way.
Oh, unity type shit, huh?
You got to be working for a common cause.
Man.
You know, man, you got yours off, baby. Now help us.
I'm going to tell y'all, shit, the dick I get and I've gotten in my life, I couldn't even picture another person even seeing it hard, like, let alone being there to suck and get some of it, too. Oh, we were brawling.
It wouldn't work with you.
It wouldn't work. I know it ain't going to work. I even know, even another girl, I'm not even excited for it. Like, you didn't even hear the story, but I'm not even going to bring it back again. But I'll tell you another time. Or you can tune into the archive shows. But
well, give me the short version.
For the short version is, like, you know, all my girlfriends was getting chewies from girls, like chips. You know, they went to the store, got a chewy. It was like that. So I wanted to do one, too. I was like, well, shit, y'all doing it. It's not that I was peer pressure, but you know how everybody's doing stuff and they make it seem like, oh, shit, you ain't doing it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
So I went under pressure, but one day with my friend, my dude or whatever for the summer, for that summer, that's how I used to be. I was bad. Anyway, he's like, I'm telling them about, you know what I mean, my girlfriend's getting it in. Here it is, the story. So I can't shorten it. So then he's like, oh, what? I could call a girl right now. I just had two girls over here the other day. So at the same time he's reaching for the phone, he's also telling me he videotaped the girls and stuff. So I'm like, well, shit, show me the tape first. Let me see what's up with it. You know what I mean? Maybe we get excited about it. So we laughing about the tape and shit, about the watcher getting excited. I'm actually sitting on his lap. So I got the joint in my hand. I'm looking at it. And I'm just watching the girls, they flip each other, you know what I mean, back and forth, kissing each other, licking their ass. And it was just, like, no fun. It was, like, no, you couldn't hear no moisture coming out of, you know, if a woman's having fun, she going to be wet. You can see it. Like, it was, like, no moans. They just didn't seem like they were having fun. I'm like, man, fuck out of here.
You know where he messed up, though? I'm going to tell you where he messed up. Long island popping, it would have been a whole lot of moisture coming off up in there. Long Island. They trying to do that shit.
I'm sure they was imbibed. I'm not even going to listen. I wish I'd have got the whole story of how he got the two girls to be on camera. You know what I mean? But I really don't think that they were sober. I really don't even think they were sober. But that's funny.
LA, you're doing it all wrong.
I mean, Long Island. I'm gonna tell you, the Long Island was actually my downfall. This one guy I really liked him. You know what I mean? But I was drunk as shit off Long Island, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't know what he did to me that night. I don't even know what happened. Like, I'm glad. Like, he was a cool guy. In the morning, he couldn't even look at me. Like, he was like.
Oh, y'all did it all then.
I don't even know. I was asleep.
Y'all did it all.
I was asleep. I never called him again. I'm like, what the fuck?
So he couldn't even look at you all, man. Y'all did it all.
He was like, you want anything? You want to fuck this? Like, he was just like all extra nice to me and shit. I was like screaming my little head off. I know how
I was
going
to have to press charges.
I'm sure I was screaming my head off because I'm a big baby. Be a bit late. I don't know what he did to me, but I know he was always trying to call me if I was anything. I was just like, man, I don't know what you did, but I feel weird. I feel stretched out. You're like, oh, fuck. All right, it's overtime of the show. Like, shout out to everybody who called in the show. Huge, huge, enormous big ups to DJ Love Houston. Like, I wish I could clap for you, girl.
Oh, I'm coming.
You show some love. We gotta get you come out to Philly, do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta,
like,
come while it's hot. I'm scared of cold weather, so I gotta come while it's hot.
We'll show you where it's warm at, though. To be honest with you, the real ballers have fun in the wintertime. Because most people can't afford the wintertime. Like, let's be honest. Like, niggas fall off in the wintertime. So that's the baller's time. Like, I love the fucking
Philly shine in the wintertime.
Yeah. Philly shine in the winter. Philly shine in the winter. In the summertime, you got all them broke ass niggas trying to get in free to shit. It's confusing your life. You be like, look, you can't talk to nobody in the summer because they all fucking.
Right, don't make income tax money still and shit. Hell no.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you know. Then they be falling during income tax time in the summer. You can't hide in the wintertime. Yeah, you sure can't hide in the wintertime.
You can't afford no jacket. Stay your ass in the house. Last year, Tim's, we're not trying to see it. No.
Yeah, we're not trying to see the big curl Tim's. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I do want me a boyfriend with a big beard. Like, I know that they had those going on before Rick Ross. And I know that it's deeper than that. I'm not just trying to, you know,
definitely.
But that's still attractive for.
That's a sexy ass Philly look. Shout out to all the sexy niggas with the beards in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of beards, I meant to get the boy from the paper department music. Shout out to them. Like, I don't even know who all know them from Philly, but y'all need to. They really got a real great style, like, as far as, like, music. And that's what's up. I'm proud that they come from Philly. Like, yeah, you got to come check them out. We're going to get you ready. We'll get you ready for Philly. Come see the Rick Ross bearded mm-hmm. men. They call it. I think that's sexy. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I had a moment of silence for the beard.
Right?
Moment of silence. But, definitely thank you. See, no, he got a sexy beard, too. You a problem.
Uh-oh.
You got to love you. So I'm about to tweet Cino so you can see how cute he is.
Okay.
we're going to show you him with the beard. Shout out to Julie. Know you forever. Thanks for joining in the show, honey. Definitely huge big up. Yeah, that's what's up. So Tuesdays are your days off. I'm going to remember that.
Who they all?
I don't know, but I'm going to hit you up after the show anyway. But thank you for calling in, honey child. Of course, it's always a fucking pleasure to have my girl Nationwide Dream on the line. She is crazy. Like, I love you. Seriously, like. Huh? What'd you say?
I said, thank you, sweetie. I love you, too.
No, I love you.
Everybody have a good night. Everybody have a blessed and safe night. Hopefully y'all drink a little bit for me.
Oh, yeah, I could drink some for you.
Right.
I could drink and all that for you. Got you, baby. Good night. My bedroom was there. But thank you, Lotto. I'm going to holler at you a little bit. I'm going to call you Julie. Big ups, you Cino. Thank you, Love Houston. We're going to powwow
later. Thanks for
the
love.
Me and Love Houston eat on.
Yo, thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
you're
welcome.
All right, I'm going to holler at you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Lotto.
All right.
Big ups.
We'll see what's waking me up.